Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us here on another Read the Word. It's another beautiful morning here in North Dakota. When we're recording this, the stars are shining. The wind is blowing, and it's slightly brisk out. But the Word of God is filled with life and heat. So thank you, Jesus, for that.
Amen. And YouTube is live too now.
Good evening, good morning, YouTube. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, today, as we read through the majestic Word of God, we begin the book of Acts. Wow. Not the disciples broke up into ambassadors and writing epistles, and Jesus is in heaven, and here we go. Book of Acts, the beginning of the church, and the Acts of your name are still being written. And God said he's got a book with our name on it, and all of our days are already inscribed in that book for us to walk in. We just have to walk in. So here we go. Close your Bible up. Let's make our confession today. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's Word says.
I believe what God's Word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
He is the great I am.
This morning, I am a believer.
This morning, I am a believer.
Therefore, I am a receiver.
Therefore, I am a receiver.
I do believe I will receive.
I do believe I will receive.
Absolutely everything.
Absolutely everything.
That God has for me today. I sow this word as a seed in my heart.
I sow this word as a seed in my heart.
That produces a hundredfold return and more.
That produces a hundredfold return and more.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. So today we're reading Acts 1, 2, and 3.
Here we go.
Here we go. Verse 1.
I have spoken to you, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach. Go ahead.
I was going to say that was really good, though. That was verse 1. Here's verse 2. Until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
Makes you wonder if they thought they had to be dumped in water somewhere. You know, they didn't know anything about this baptism with the Holy Spirit.
Right, right.
And Jesus says, John baptized you with water. But they sure will find out soon, won't they?
They will. Verse 6, therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Now, when he had spoken these things while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. So imagine standing there watching him just
go to heaven.
Yeah. Wow. Verse 12, this is in the upper room prayer meeting. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they had... We lost your sound. Okay. This is a call coming in.
Good. I got another one. It's just like this.
All right. Okay. So I'll keep reading. And when they had entered... and when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Zebedee, Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. Altogether, the number of names was about 120, and said, men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he had numbered with us and obtained a part in this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the wages of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all of his entrails gushed out. And it became known to all those dwelling in Jerusalem, so that field is called in their own language Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no one live in it, and let another take his office. Therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to the day that when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. And they proposed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, O Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place." And they cast their lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. The coming of the Holy Spirit. This is chapter 2. Now when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one...
Hold on, let's just pause for a minute, because what Peter just did, many people say, is where you get the idea that you can vote in the leaders of your church. But Peter acted out of he didn't act from assignment. He acted out of, well, it's just the next intellectual thought that we ought to do. Because God had Paul of Tarsus, already prepared to take that.
Wow, I hadn't thought of that before. I mean, they had to put somebody else in. The prophecy said, let another take his office. But yeah.
Well, let another take his office doesn't mean that the apostles vote somebody in.
Right.
Or cast, none of them were made apostles of the Lamb by casting the lot. They were all appointed by Jesus.
Right.
And Paul would be appointed by Jesus.
I hadn't thought of that before.
All right.
Though I had had the thought before, why was Paul not one of the disciples? But I figured he was just a set apart in a different way, in a different manner.
He actually says of himself, an apostle set apart at a different time.
Yeah.
So. He knew he was one of them.
Yeah.
And Jesus manifested himself and showed Paul all of these things in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And who is it that we hear? Each in our own language in which we were born." Oh, and how is it, not who is it, how is it that we hear, each in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes, Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Persia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya adjoining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, whatever could this mean? Others mocking said, they are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words, for these are not drunk, as you since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and notable day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered up by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh will also rest in hope, because you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence.
Pause for a minute, because First Peter, he made a big decision, put Matthias in there, and yet all of a sudden, all of Jesus' ministry became completely clear, and he prophesied an amazing message here, and the only thing that happened is he was filled with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, and began to prophesy in the Spirit.
Yeah.
And you're getting ready to have their first amazing evangelistic crusade since Jesus went to heaven. And a 1,000 people is going to be added to the church immediately. And notice that it doesn't say 3,000 were healed and sent home. It says 3,000 were added to the church.
Added to the church.
Verse 29.
Men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne. He, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. For David did not...
And listen, people don't realize it, but Peter just said right there that when the Holy Spirit is poured out on somebody,
mm-hmm.
you can see it and you can hear it.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we talk about with the initial evidence of speaking in other tongues. You can see it and hear it.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't always happen right at your baptism or being born again. It can be later that it happens, yeah. Ready to go?
Yes, go ahead.
For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he says himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. That was a slap in the face.
Yeah,
now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. That is a lot in a day.
Yes, it is.
And they, amen. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Love it. Chapter 3, a lame man is healed. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple.
Yeah, I caught your voice for just a second. Makes you wonder if you know the plant there that they were fasting and praying, but
yeah, it makes you wonder if they did.
Yeah, maybe they had a Nazarite about going or something.
Verse 3. Who seeing Peter and John, here, let me a certain, okay, the lame man, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. Oh, my goodness. Read that sentence again. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the Beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. verse 11. Now as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness we made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant, Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and asked for a murderer to be granted to you and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are all witness." Slap again. "And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets that the Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began." Verse 22, "For Moses truly said to the fathers, 'The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things whatever he says to you.' And it shall come to pass that every soul who will not hear the prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. Yes, and all the prophets from Samuel and those who follow, as many as have spoken, have also foretold these days. You are sons of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying to Abraham, 'And in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed.' To you first, God, having raised up his servant Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from your iniquities." And that concludes our reading for today.
Now, that when the Holy Spirit turn to Mark chapter 16, brothers, and read that for me. When the Holy Spirit came upon them, he transformed them into new beings. Just transformed them immediately.
What did you tell me, Mark 16?
Yep.
Okay.
And then we read Mark 16. Verses 16 through 21, we realize exactly what Jesus happened, said would happen, happened to them as soon as they were endued with power. Let's read it.
"He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs."
And And that's exactly what Peter and John did.
Yep.
There was a rivalry between the two of them for racing and fishing. But when it came to win souls, they stood, arm to arm right next to each other to get the work of the kingdom done.
Yeah. Yeah. And they even competed over who he liked best, or loved best. But yeah, they did work together completely.
They were determined to see the lost right
there. Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Well, there's so much to say in these three chapters, but this is called Read the Word, Not Preach the Word. And so just like Jesus said would happen, these signs will follow, and we're going to give you the opportunity to become a believer tonight. And somebody might have told you that means being born again or becoming a Christian or accepting Jesus, accepting Christ, or all kinds of terminologies. Most importantly, your spirit man is brought back to life, just like Adam and Eve had in the garden before they sinned. Perfect communion with God our Father. And that's what's going to happen. Pray this prayer with me right now today, this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You will give me everlasting life.
You will give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, here's my declaration.
So Jesus, here's my declaration.
I do believe you are the Son of God.
I do believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
Put your hands up and say it. I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life, Jesus.
All of your love and your mercy.
All of your love and your mercy.
All of your grace and your righteousness.
All of your grace and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. Well, welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes.
You might say, wow, Pastor, something's going on the inside. Yeah, it is. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, has just come to live on the inside of you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus just did that. Why is he invited him in? Wise thing to do.
Yes.
Very wise thing to do. And now, just inside of you, leading you from the inside out. It's the most amazing friendship, partnership, relationship you'll ever have. And
amen.
You have to treasure it. You have to walk, guard it. You have to, take good care of it. God is not the person you don't fool, just because you make a mistake. But he wants you to be like him, and he'll continually lead you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Hang out with us. We're a good bunch of believers, and we believe in the things of God and the ways of God and the Word of God. And like, subscribe, hit the bell. And we're here 7 days a week doing something on YouTube. So come and join with us. Be a part of this mighty growing body of Christ. You might say, I ain't know how to do this, Pastor. Well, I do. Here's how you do it. Every morning when you wake up before you crawl out of bed, look down within your heart and say, Jesus, I love you. Father, help me walk with you all day long.
Amen.
And he will, most of you. That is doctrine. Like, he's your father. Because, well, he is your father. And he wants to have that in-depth relationship on the inside of you, where he's your father, and he helps you with everything there is in life. You might have to back this video off and listen to this end part again. That's fine. That's wonderful. Put a timestamp in so other people can do it too.
Amen.
And it'll be a blessing to you. Share this with your friends, your family, your relatives, and people at work that are always talking about God. Share this with them. Anybody that's serious about God, this will help them grow in God and be a blessing to them. Well, until we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this.
We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Kathy Angaroni, it is so good to see you. We love you. We've been with you.
We love you. We love you. Good to see you with us.
It is.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear your voice again.
Yeah.
You have one of those voices that just brings happiness and joy to people's hearts.
Yep.
And we pray for you every day and give you that cause, joy. Everything that God has shown us is coming to pass.
Amen.
This word cannot fail.
Amen. Good to see
you. May God bless you. Know this. And while you're sleeping at night, I'm on your side and praying for God to give you deep sleep and dreams and visions in the night.
Yes.
And he feels his instruction inside of you and gives you great victory and peace. And helps us all. That's what I pray for everyone. Let's all get past those sticking points that we're like, why do you get past this one? It's like if you ever went out in the woods and you get yourself caught up in one of those waiting in lines, walk by and kind of snag your clothes and just stop in.
Yeah.
All those waiting in lines. Anyways, good to see you, Kathy.
It is, and our Rebecca is here too now.
Hi, Rebecca. Hi, guys.
We love you guys. Have
you
a great day.
Being such a valuable part of our lives.
Amen.
We really appreciate you.
Yes. Yes, we
do. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ
be with you
all.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. See you soon.